The final candle, perseverance until the end, thunder over Calvary, nature's response to the crucifixion. This captures two powerful ideas related to the cross. In a darkening world, the final candle symbolizes the perseverance Jesus showed right up to his death, as well as the call for believers to hold on faithfully until the end. Thunder over Calvary refers to nature's dramatic reaction, with darkness, earthquakes, and other signs that heaven and earth couldn't stay silent when Jesus died. The final hours of Jesus' cross were a testament to his perseverance. He'd already endured betrayal, mockery, beatings, and the long road to Golgotha. But even as the nails held him and the crowd jeered, he kept going. At that final moment, he didn't lose, he finished his mission. He spoke forgiveness to his mother, assured the thief beside him of paradise, and committed his spirit to the Father. For us, it reminds us that true faith isn't about smooth paths. It's about sticking with God through the hardest parts, right to the end. After that, the thunder roars, the roar of creation responding to the turmoil. In the Gospels, darkness fell over the entire land from noon until 3 in the afternoon. It wasn't just a storm or eclipse. It was a supernatural shadow falling over everything. While the Savior bore sin, the sun itself seemed to hide its face. Right after Jesus breathed his last, the earth shook with a mighty earthquake. Rocks split apart, and the thick veil in the temple tore from top to bottom. Tombs opened, and many holy people who had died were raised to life, appearing in Jerusalem after his resurrection. These weren't random events. They were nature crying out in response to the greatest act of love and justice ever seen. Those watching probably lit lamps or torches, but nothing could push back the unnatural gloom that hung over Jerusalem for 3 hours, a long stretch that must have felt endless to those watching. People probably lit lamps or torches, but nothing worked. During this moment, Jesus took on the full burden of humanity's sins, so much so that even the creation groaned. The earthquake followed immediately, shaking the ground and cracking stones, as if the world itself trembled at the death of its creator. It was huge when that veil tore open. It separated the holy place from the rest of the world, but now the barrier was gone, everyone could access God. God's judgment on sin was poured out in the darkness, but he was also saddened about what had to happen because of it. Those signs weren't just dramatic effects, they meant a lot. In the earthquake, the old order was breaking apart, foundations shifting, because of what Jesus did. By torn the veil, God's way was no longer blocked by rituals or distance, but by Christ. Nature wasn't indifferent. It reacted with power and awe to Calvary's turning point in history. Even the open tombs pointed forward to the victory over death that would come with the resurrection. It's all about perseverance. Remember how Jesus stayed strong through all the pain until the end. He didn't give up when it got tough or when he felt abandoned. It's the same endurance we're supposed to have. Life throws us dark times too, times when everything seems bleak, but we keep going, trusting that God is working even when it's stormy. Thunder over Calvary proves that God doesn't stay silent in the face of suffering. He responds with power that ultimately brings life and light. When nature thundered and shook, it wasn't the end of the story. It was the beginning of something new. Jesus finished his work, and because of it, we have hope that lasts. There's no more darkness. The earthquake has settled, but forgiveness is still there. Access to God is open. Death is gone. The final candle doesn't go out easily. Thunder often means breakthrough, not just trouble. So when we face our own trials, we can think back to that moment and remind ourselves to hold on. It wasn't just a tragic execution. It was the place where heaven met earth in the most intense way at Calvary. The perseverance of Christ until the very last breath changed everything. Nature's fierce response, with its darkness and thunderous quake, underscored how massive that change was. It calls us to be the same kind of steadfast believers, burning bright until the end of our own race.